Hello, my friends, and welcome once again to 7 Minutes with God. 7 Minutes with God, short sermons to begin or end your day. And today, part two of The Virtuous Woman. Are you ready? Let's get right into it. What an exciting study this is. When you look at Proverbs 31 and you see that the virtue of the woman in your life, the woman who is the mother of your child or children, the woman who is at home looking after the home as it used to be in many days ago, the woman who loves and is devoted to her husband, I'm not talking about a slave. I'm talking about a virtuous woman that God put upon this earth. This is the virtuous woman that is talked about here in Proverbs 31. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms, for she has much work to do. A woman's work, you've heard the saying over and over again, a man's work from sun to sun, but a woman's work is never done. And that's so true. She truly is a virtuous woman. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by light or by night. You see, this woman, the virtuous woman, she's on call 24 hours a day. A man perhaps may be able to sleep for several hours before he goes off to labor again. But the woman who holds the home together, keeps the children in line, supplies the food and keeps the house looking fine, this is the virtuous woman. This is the woman that is hard to find. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. You see, even though she looks after her own household, yet she reaches out to those, her neighbors, those who are poor, those who need, those that she can give to. For she is a woman of God. She is a virtuous woman. She is not afraid of the snow, for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. They have the clothing that is needed, that they may go out in the cold of winter, that they may withstand the snowstorms. She is their provider, for she is the virtuous woman. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Wonderful garments. She hath much, for the Lord provideth much for her. For she is a hard laboring woman, a virtuous woman, which the Lord blesses over and over again. And her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. He is known because he is a man who is a husband to a virtuous woman. The virtuous woman is the stronghold of her home. The man, well, he brings home the goods, and he supports his woman, and he looks after his children. And he provides for them as much as he can, according to the perfect will of God. The virtuous woman, what a wonderful woman she is. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. Oh, yes, she will. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. She's not a gossip. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Oh, yes, she's a virtuous woman. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all, for thou art a virtuous woman, a woman of God. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her at the gate. She is the virtuous woman, this woman of God. Praise be to God for her, for they are becoming scarce this day, these virtuous women. Oh, how God loves them. And I thank God for my virtuous woman. Praise be unto God.